Blog Talk Radio.
America. It is so time to awaken to empowerment. It is time for truth. It is time for peace, love, and empowerment. Thank you for joining me today. I'm hoping this show will come clear. I've had some problems here. Maybe all the bugs are taken out, but let's see what happens. And I don't know. I mean, maybe I need to go ahead and put another little happy thing on. I don't know, but we're going to get this figured out. And this is kind of like a test show, too, remember? God is in control of everything. We're in control of nothing. Let's see what happens. Okay, I don't know. I mean, this is kind of interesting. Got it now. Okay, so hopefully this will work. If not, I'm going to have to try a different phone. I will put another phone on to see if it works. So this is kind of a testy show, but interesting stuff. The COVID-19 starting to spread like wildfire again. Isn't that interesting? And we're in the craziest time, folks. We really need to get on our knees. We need to pray. We need to look to where the light is coming from in our lives, okay? Because it certainly doesn't come from government. It only comes from God, and intrinsically we can only control our thoughts, our emotions, and our attitudes, and we are to think good thoughts. And with that, let's start this show off with the Jesus Calling. This is from that book from Sarah Young, Jesus Calling, and today is August 3rd, and it says, watch your words diligently. Words have such great power to bless or to wound. When you speak carelessly or negatively, you damage others as well as yourself. This ability to verbalize is an awesome privilege granted only to those I created, my image. You need help in wielding this mighty power responsibly. Though the world applauds quick-witted retorts, my instruction about communication is quite different. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Ask my spirit to help you whenever you need. I have trained you to pray, help me, Holy Spirit. Before answering the phone, you have seen the benefits of this discipline. Simply ask the same discipline for communicating with people around you. If you are silent, pray before speaking to them. If they are talking, pray before responding. These are split-second prayers, but they put you in touch with my presence. In this way, your speaking comes under the control of my spirit. As positive speech patterns replace your negative ones, the increase in your joy will enhance you. And remember, watch your thoughts, they become your words. Watch your words, they become your actions. Watch your actions, they become your habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. Okay? It is so time for truth. It is so time for peace, love, empowerment. And I'm really hoping that this show comes through. It was so weird last time. Nothing came through. So I think this one's working. I have another phone here that I'm actually listening on. So we'll see what happens. But remember, faith can move mountains. And with that, let's do Yasha for our the prayer force part of our show. Father God, we thank you for this day. Thank you for leading us, guiding us, touching us in every way. God, we ask you to use us for your glory. Bless this nation. Bless our friends, our family. Lord, we know that we need to not worry about anything and pray about everything and come to you and let your Holy Spirit lead, guide, and touch us. So, God, we ask that you anoint the words of the show and give us wisdom and discernment to do all things through your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, friends, we are in such a crazy time right now between this ridiculous pandemic and this new strain. I guess this Delta strain is still letting people get COVID even after they've been vaccinated. So, you know, this DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid jolt that they're giving folks isn't really even working. So, friends, you know, start paying attention to what's going on. Take zinc, take vitamin C, take vitamin D. Go and get natural, holistic, herbal things to really help because, you know, I don't think all this crap that they're doing is going to be great for us. It's not working, you know. We need to do better. Anyway, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just want good things put in my body. I mean, you put poison in your body? Well, I guess a lot of people do. If you go to the grocery store lately and read labels. There's a doctor's group that you could get the budesonide and ivermectin, and I'm hearing that that's really good. So, Awaken America, it's time. It's time for truth. It's time for peace, love, and empowerment, and it's time to remember who we are. This is America, okay? And we are rugged individualists. Critical race theory, excuse me. I didn't really know the content of, I don't think we judge people by the content of the melanin in their skin. I thought we judged people by the content of their character, okay? I mean, ridiculous stuff we're teaching, but it's all lies. It's all twisted lies, dark energy, and we are better than this. We are better than this. Last show, I think I was reading into the Communist Manifesto. Been looking into Mark Levin's book. It's really, really awesome. It really, really, really is very, very good. And speaks the truth. Because remember, truth is the highest vibration. Truth is the highest vibration. I'm really excited. I got a hat from Walmart, and it says, peace, love, and freedom. That's one of our taglines here at Awaken to Empowerment. You know, peace, love, freedom, peace, love, and empowerment. That's who we are right here. And that's who America is. We are a nation of great people. Yeah, we're all imperfect, okay? And this journey is to perfect us. But we have a perfect creator. And if we... that's my dog, Marley. He has nothing better to do than bark. you know, we have to do all things with wisdom and discernment. Remember, they're starting to find that this pandemic actually came from Wuhan, the Chinese laboratory. That isn't Dr. Fauci part of? Yeah, Marley's talking about it. They're finding out so much, and you know what? I'm sure there's a ton of stuff that we're never going to know. But we have to seek truth. We have to seek truth. We have to diligently seek justice. We have to be the change we wish to see. We have to believe that there's a reason for everything. And sometimes, you know, the reason is the lesson. That's where the magic is made. So, you know, friends, I got two wonderful dogs. They're the cutest little things. But they're real pains in the rear end sometimes. They're like little spoiled children. They think that they should always just get their way, and I'm trying to shut them up. Am I giving them their way? Maybe they've trained me. Who's trained who, you know? You know, nothing too exciting going on, but we do remember woke is a joke. We need to awaken America, and it's also been trademarked. I sent that to my trademark people. So woke is a joke. It's time to awaken America because woke is a joke. Okay? Woke is dark energy. Woke is making you feel like you're not enough. No, 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 no. You're more than enough. We're more than enough. We could always do better. So, friends, this is Carol Ann Parisi. This is Awaken to Empowerment Radio. I've got so much to say. I don't know if this is working. So this is, like I said, this is kind of a test show again today. And it's 8 o'clock in the morning here in Chicago. And I got a ton of stuff that we got to do. But let's see what happens with this show. Let's see if it comes through, and then I'll be back, you know, tomorrow. And hopefully this stuff is working itself out. Hopefully it was just in my computer, or, I don't know, maybe Blog Talk Radio does some stuff. But I think it's okay. I think it's all right, because I'm kind of half listening. So I know if this isn't the most beautiful, perfect show, it's because this is kind of a test show. Let's see what happens. I'm going to end this episode right now. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment, and of course, peace of mind. And sorry if this is like a discombobulated show, but we got our prayer in, and that's the most important thing. Be well, be blessed, be free, be the change you wish to see. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment, and of course, peace of mind. Let's go.